سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجعك يوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know that the month of Shawwal belongs to the month of Hajj. It is in this month where people make preparation for Hajj. As we all know, the Hajj is one of the fundamentals and one of the important pillars of Islam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bunya al-Islam ala khamsin," that the foundation of Islam is based upon five pillars: shahadati an la ilaha illallah, wa iqam al-salah, wa ita' al-zakah, wal hajj wa sawm ramadan. That the first and most important pillar is the testification that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second pillar is the establishment of salah. Third pillar is giving charity and giving zakah. And the fourth is to do the hajj of Allah, the house of Allah, and the fasting of the month of Ramadan. So hajj is a fundamental pillar of Islam. It is a farz which certain category have to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ عِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is obligatory upon the people, عَلَى النَّاسِ حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ, to make intention of going to the house of Allah, to do the hajj of Baytullah, مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ عِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, those who have the ability to do so. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ability in terms of health and wealth, then it is obligatory that they go and do the hajj. My dear respected brothers and elders, today majority of us, if not all, know that to do the hajj is an obligatory act. But for some reason we delay in doing the hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly in this hadith, that soon a person is able to go there and reach there, then hajj becomes a farz upon them. And to delay hajj is a sinful act. Especially according to Ahnaf, it is an act that has to be done straight away. Soon as it becomes farz, the person delays it, then he is sinful. He or she is sinful, will get a sin. We'll have to make tawbah from that sin. Yes, according to the Shawafi', it can be delayed until death. But even then, my dear respected brothers and elders, does anybody know when they are going to die? Does anybody know the date of death? You may know your date of birth, but nobody knows the date of death. Why? It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept that information to himself. One can predict, even if a person is ill, a person is suffering from a terminal illness, and the doctor, even they can't tell that when the person is going to die. They say sometimes this person will die in 3 days, and what happens? He doesn't even die for 3 months. A person says he will die in 1 week, he dies the following night. So nobody can predict, nobody can actually say the date. They can predict when that person can die due to his illness, but they cannot say when he will die. When he will die. So many people we have, if you smoke, it can cause cancer and it will decrease your lifespan. I think people who smoke in the age of 85, and they're still here living, and they're having good life. And then on the other hand, you see footballers, super fit, dying on the pitch. Footballers, dying on the pitch. So, death is uncertain. It is certain for Allah because He knows. It's uncertain for us because we do not know. So although there are some imams with the opinion that it can be delayed, but nobody knows when they will die. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man istata' al-hajj falam yahujj, falyamut in sha' yahudiyyu wa in sha' nasraniyya." So whosoever has the ability to do hajj but doesn't do hajj and died in that state, then let him die as a Yahudi or a Nasrani. Doesn't make any difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a Yahudi or Nasrani, the way he dies, this person is no different. If he dies without doing hajj, so this is why at the first opportunity we do our hajj. And remember, the hajj is a sign of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the actions of hajj, what is it? It's all about showing love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going around the Kaaba, it's a sign of love. We cannot cling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, you cling to the Kaaba, it's like you cling on to me. Show your love for me. We cannot kiss Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kiss the black stone, it's like you've kissed me. It is a sign of love to show Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we get that opportunity, shouldn't the beloved go straight away to the lover? Shouldn't the lover go straight away to the beloved? Of course. So my dear respected ones, elders, when we get this first opportunity, we do not delay it, no matter what reason we have. Today we have so many cooked up reasons. Oh, I haven't given my daughter in marriage yet. Brothers, where does it say in the books of Hadith and Quran and Fiqh that if it's for this reason you can delay it? No, my dear respected ones, elders. Another reason we hear, my parents haven't done hajj, so how can I do hajj? Brothers, that is no excuse. Every amal, every person's amal is independent. It is not linked with your amal. Do we say, oh, my parents are not praying salah, so hence I will not pray salah, I will wait until my parents pray salah? We don't say that. Oh, my parents are not fasting, so I'm not going to fast. Oh, my parents are non-Muslim, so I'm going to become non-Muslim. Their amal is independent. Your amal is independent. They will have to give account for their action. You will have to give account for your action. Sometimes the situation is such that upon the parents, it's not even for them. The parents do not have enough money for them to go and do hajj. They never had enough money. So for them, it may not be for them. But we have earned enough money to go and do hajj. So hajj is farz upon us. There can be a situation where parents cannot even reach salah standing up due to their frail situation, due to the weakness that they have. They pray sitting down. So does that mean, okay, my parents are praying sitting down, how can I stand up in front of them? I want to sit down, pray salam. Now would that be justifiable? My parents, oh, they're sitting down. But to me, you standing in front of them. Why? You should be sitting down and praying salah as well. And a person who understands what he will say. Your parents sitting down because they can't stand up. You can stand up, you go stand up and do your salah. It is not a sign of disrespect that you standing up next to your parents. Your parents can't stand. That's why they're sitting down and performing their salah. You can stand, so you stand. So it is not a sign of disrespect of doing Hajj when the parents have not done Hajj. It may be a situation that they do not have the ability. And if they do have the ability, then they will be asked about their own action. You will be asked about your own action. They will be going into their grave. You will be going to your own grave. Their actions will not help you, and your actions will not help them. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man batta'a bihi 'amala lam yusri' nasaba." Whosoever has delayed the amal, and the amal, they have delayed it so much, they made qaza, they have not done it, then their lineage will not give them help. Oh, I'm a Sayyid. I'm from the Prophet's clan. So if I don't read Salah, so I'm going to get help, I'm going to get saved. You know, I am Mr. Chaudhary. I am so-and-so from this Khandan. I'm Raja or whatever. I am big. You know who I am? So if I don't do it, Allah's going to help you? No. So your lineage, our lineage will not help us if we do not do our actions. So even if a person is from the tribe and from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will not help him. Look at Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much protection he gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much help he gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But because he did not accept Islam, he did not have the iman in his heart. Even being the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not save him from the punishment of the hellfire. So where does it leave us? My dear respected brothers, elders, making lousy excuses will not help us in the hereafter. Once Hajj becomes farz upon us, we do not delay for any reason. The only time that we can delay is if we physically can't go. If we physically can't go, then we can delay it. But if we can go, then we make preparation and we go. Even if a person has money saved up to do marriage, £5,000 is what he wants to save for marriage. Even then, the ulama say, use that money to do your Hajj first. Yes, if you have spent that money before the time of Hajj has come, then that is another situation. The time of Hajj has come, Shawwal has come, you still have that money, then go and do Hajj with it. Go and complete your obligation. Not to delay it. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma am'ara hajjin. Ma am'ara hajjin." That never a haji who has done his hajj properly has become poor. A person who has done hajj and has done it properly, that person will never become a destitute. That person will never become poor. Once a Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Oh Rasulullah, I am poor. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives me some wealth." He said to him, have you married? He said, no. Have you done Hajj? He said, no. Go and do these two things and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept wealth in this. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the sahabi two paths in which a person has to spend wealth. But behind that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept barakah. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, as soon as the opportunity comes, we straight away go. And the benefits are huge. The benefits are huge, huge. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنَ الظُّنُوبِ ذُنُوبًا لَا يُكَفِّرُهَا إِلَّا الْوُقُوفُ بِعَرَفَةٍ. That there are such sins which wukufu bi'arafah, doing wukuf in Arafah will expiate those sins. Only wukuf in Arafah will expiate those sins, will get those sins forgiven. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man hajja lillah falam yarfut walam yasuk raj'aki yawmin waladatuhu ummuh. That whosoever does hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he does not break any injunction of hajj, he does hajj how it's supposed to be done and does not commit any sins, then he will return from hajj as if his mother has just given him birth. Meaning all his sins will be forgiven. This is the benefit, my dear respected brothers and elders. Al-hajjatun mabruratun laysa lahu al-jaza'u illa al-jannah. That when a person does hajj mabrur, then the only reward that he will get can be jannah, can only be jannah. That is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. And وَالْحَجَّةُ الْمَبْرُورُ لَيْسَ لَهُ الْجَزَاءُ الْجَنَّةِ. And in another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that الْحَجَّةُ الْعُمْرَةُ إِلَى الْعُمْرَةِ كَفَّارَةٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. That from one umrah to another umrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins in between. Umrah is called Hajj Asghar. And Hajj itself is called Hajj Akbar. Today we have this misconception that Hajj Akbar, oh, if Hajj Akbar is when Arafah happens on a Friday. No. Hajj Akbar is referred to the Hajj that we understand. And Hajj Asghar is referred to Umrah in Sharia. But for some reason, there is this common misconception within the people that if Hajj falls, if the ninth Dhul Hijjah falls on a Friday, then it's called Hajj Akbar. And so what? What happens? You don't get double reward. Hajjatul Wida'. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did Hajjatul Wida', when he did his Hajj, Arafah was on a Friday. How do we know? On that day, after Asr, the verse, Al-Yawma Aqbaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena, was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that today we have completed your deen. Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati, and we have perfected upon you my ni'mah, my blessings. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And for you I have chosen the path. For you, the path that I have chosen is deen Islam, the path of Islam. One Yahudi came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said, oh Umar, if there's a certain verse in the Quran, that if it was revealed to us, we would have rejoiced and made it our Eid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, what is that verse? He says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. He goes, yes, we know when that verse was revealed. It was revealed on the day of Hajj, and it was a Friday. And Friday is our Eid, anyhow. It is the Eid of every Muslim. It is the Eid of every Muslim. Every Friday, we Muslims rejoice. We are happy. We feel pleased. We make an extra effort in coming to the masjid. And it's another Eid, especially Eid for the Hujjaj. Because once they have done wukuf Arafah, Hajj is complete. Once they have done wukuf Arafah, Hajj is complete. Now, no amal can destroy the Hajj. Yes, if they have some wrongdoing after wukuf Arafah, that can be compensated by certain actions. But Hajj will not be nullified. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Hajj Arafah. The Hajj is Arafah. Once a person has done wukuf Arafah, Hajj is done. So even if a person does conjugal relationship with his wife after Hajj, then that Hajj will not be nullified. If he does it before wukuf Arafah, then Hajj will be nullified. He will have to do Hajj again. So it is the Eid for the Hujjaj once they have done wukuf Arafah. So it is ready our Eid. So you don't need to tell us that we need to do Eid, we need to rejoice. We are already rejoicing already. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Hajjatul Wida happened on a Friday. And there is no hadith where it says that if a Hajj falls on Friday, then you will get extra reward, double reward. No, there is nothing. So what does that mean? Those people who have no choice, because the day of Hajj is not something which me and you can fix. Okay, I'm going Hajj next year, so let's make sure it's on a Friday. Can me and you fix it? No. So what fault is it of those people who do Hajj on a Wednesday? What fault is it of those people who did Hajj on a Saturday? Why should they be deprived of extra reward? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do this. Didn't say anything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice.